Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
The title of this episode is Pope Francis, An Appointed Time. In this episode, I will speak to Pope Francis with regard to the time of his visitation and appointed time. But first, these things. I have been speaking on the subject of God. I have spoken much on the subject of God and using the Bible. There's a question in the Bible, who is God? There's the question in the Bible, who is the Lord? All caps. And that is Lord written using all capital letters. Of course, I refer to him as Lord, all caps. And there's the God who is called the Lord God, that Lord written using the capital letter with the lowercase O-R-D. Now, here's the statement of interest here. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Lord all caps is doing the speaking. It is Lord all caps who speaks throughout Bible content. Cap says in Isaiah 44, verse 6, quote, beside me there is no God, end quote. Now the question here is that statement true or is that statement false? Is Lord God or is, it says beside me there is no God and the Lord all caps is doing the speaking. Is there a God beside or besides Lord all caps? Because of course Lord all caps says he's a God. He says he is God. Okay? He says he is the Lord. And we know now, because I've been teaching on it for some time, that Lord all caps in the AVB is a reference to the papacy. It is a reference to the Pope. It is a reference to the office of the papacy in Rome, Italy. We know that now. That is settled. That is a Bible fact. It is a Bible truth. Is there a God beside Lord all caps? We know that there is the Lord God. Okay? We know that because I've been teaching on this, and I make reference to it just about in every episode. So we know that the statement is not true. Where Lord all caps says, beside him there is no God. In Psalm 14, verse 1 says this. He says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Where in the heart of Lord all caps has he said, that is Lord all caps, where has he said in his heart, there is no God. And remember the first scripture, Isaiah 44, verse 6, he says, beside me there is no God. And now in Psalm 14, 1, he says, there is no God. Well, we know that one, Lord all caps, is a God, small G-O-D. We know that. Lord all caps became the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles became the people of Lord all caps in a covenant. That is the covenant between Lord all caps and the Gentiles. Lord all caps is a covenant God. He is a God by covenant. And that covenant I call the covenant between Lord all caps and his people, the Gentiles. Another way of saying that is the covenant between the papacy and its people, the Gentiles. Okay? Or the covenant between the papacy and the people who became its people. Lord all caps and the Gentiles. They came together in a covenant. The people of the papacy and the Gentiles. And in that covenant, Lord all caps became the God of the Gentiles, and the Gentiles became the people of the papacy. The Gentiles became the people belonging to Lord all caps. You must remember who and what Lord all caps is in the AVB/KJV. Lord all caps is a reference to the papacy. It is a reference to the office of the Pope. It is a reference to the Pope. Lord all caps in the AVB/KJV is a title belonging to the papacy. Or you can say Lord all caps is a title belonging to the Pope. As I said, there are two laws. So how have the authors of Bible content differentiated between the two laws? That's a good question. Well, like I said earlier, this is the differentiation, the way Lord is written. One way Lord is written in the AVB is using all capital letters. That's Lord all caps. And the other way Lord is written, using the capital L with the lowercase O-R-D. Two ways of writing Lord in the AVB/KJV. And in those two ways, you have the distinguishing factor. You can know who the authors are talking about when they refer to Lord all caps, and you can know who the writers of Scripture refer to when they speak of Lord, Lord God, and that Lord being written using the capital L, lowercase O-R-D. So we can know which Lord is being referenced. Okay? A distinguishing factor, the way in which Lord is written, whether with the all capital letters or just the capital L with the lowercase O-R-D. And we know that Lord with the capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to the Lord God who was predicted to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, which says, the Lord God will come. That Lord God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has done the works. The AZB/KJZ says, the Lord God will do when he comes. Mr. Hart has performed those works with evidence, overwhelming evidence, an abundance of evidence. Okay? And on the basis of Mr. Hart having performed the works the AZB/KJZ says Lord God will do when he comes, the Bible, the AZB/KJZ, declares Mr. Hart the Lord God. Mr. Hart, the Lord, that Lord being written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. So we know who the two Lords are. The two Lords are gods. We know how that Lord, all caps, became the God of the Gentiles. And that is by a covenant between the papacy and the Gentiles. And Mr. Hart is the Lord God predicted to come in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, on the basis of his having performed all things. To find out what all things are, I refer you to Lawmaster Archives, the archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay. And if you're listening to this program, you should know how to get to Lord. You should know how to get to Mr. Hart's archives, the archives of the AZB's Lord God. That Lord written using capital L, lowercase O-R-D. So that's clear. So that when we see Lord all caps say in Isaiah 44, verse 6, beside me there is no God, we know that there is another God beside Lord all caps. We know that based on the evidence Lord all caps himself presents to us in the AZB/KJZ. In this statement, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Get this. Who is the fool? Well, to answer that question, we ask this question. Who made the statement? Well, Lord all caps made the statement. Everything that's in the AZB, Lord, all caps, calls to be there. He calls, Lord, all caps, calls himself a fool. He says, the fool has said in his heart. So who is, and what is this heart? Is Lord, all caps, heart? I've talked on that. I have spoken on that in detail. To find out about the heart of Lord all caps, again, I refer you to Lawmaster Archives, the archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And we know that the fool has said in his heart there is no God because he makes that statement in Isaiah 44, verse 6. He says, beside me there is no God. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So the question that arises from Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Who is the fool? And it is incorrect, then who is God? Lord, all caps, refers to himself, or he calls himself, the fool. I have shown you the things, or things, that are in, Lord, all caps, heart. Caps, heart, is the crucial, what I call the crucial matter of the AVB / KJV. The crucial matter in the book of the law, the AVB / KJV. Crucial matter. And I've told you some of the things already, it's in Lawmaster Archives, that I have found in Lord all caps heart. Now, one can say, well, I won't say that. I won't go there. We'll just stick with these statements here. We know that the Isaiah 44:6 statement, beside me, there is no God, is not true. As I've said, Lord all caps is a God. He is a God by covenant with the Gentiles, and there is the Lord God found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Listen to what Lord All Caps has said in Daniel chapter 2, verse 28. And it's important to remember who Lord All Caps is. It's important to remember who the AVB's Lord God is. That Lord written, capital L, lowercase, O-R-D. It's important to remember that. Okay? Time for me to explain that in every broadcast, in every episode. It takes time. Okay? So, and I have to move on. So, in Daniel chapter 2, verse 28, Lord All Caps says this, there is a God. Let's stop right there. In Isaiah 44, verse 6, Lord All Caps says, beside me, there is no God. In Psalm 14, verse 1, Lord All Caps says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Lord All Caps is playing the fool. He is playing the fool. Daniel 2, verse 28, he says, there is a God. Where? There is a God, a lesser God, let's say this, a God by covenant, who is Lord, all caps, himself. He knows that. He knows that. And he knows now, when this was written, it was predicted of the Lord God to come. But Lord All Caps knows now. Remember, Lord All Caps, a reference to the Pope, a title belonging to the Pope, a reference to the office of the papacy. I can't keep saying these things over and over. You got to remember, okay? There's a God in Lord All Caps. He's a covenant God. The Pope is a covenant God, okay, of the Gentiles, alias white people, the people who conquered black people, the people who are holding Israelites in bondage to this very day, the people who are denying the Israelites their own freedom and independence. Okay? The Israelites, who the papacy and Gentiles took from their land, took from their own land, and scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles. We know that the Israelites are black people who the papacy and its people, the Gentiles, scattered abroad in the nations of the Gentiles, in their own nations, okay? So, there is, so Daniel 2:28, back there, back to there, is a God. And what did I say? There is a God in Lord all caps. He's a covenant God. And there is a God, another God, a greater God. I said a greater God in the Lord God who is found to be Lord all caps. So there is a God. There are two okay. There is a God beside Lord all caps. Okay. So the idea here is with the word beside, it, you can say beside or you can say beside. I've looked up the term several, if not many times. Okay? So there is a God here on earth. There's a covenant God at this particular time in Lord all caps, the papacy, the Pope. And there is the greater God in the man, Tommy L. Hart, right here on earth. Both are on earth. The full statement of Daniel chapter 2, verse 28 says, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Well, there, you know, the Bible asks the question, what is truth? What is truth? What is truth in the statement, Daniel 2, verse 28? And that statement says, there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. What's true in that statement that says there is a God? That's true. As in the Lord God. Okay? And let's say, to be fair, and as in Lord all caps, the covenant God, Lord all caps made a God by covenant. Part is true in the statement. There is a God. We know that there are two now right here on earth. It goes on to say there is a God in heaven. What is heaven? I have defined heaven based on Bible statements as space. And everything that is situated somewhere in the space called heaven. The earth itself sits in the heaven. You know, you could say, okay, go into the fact that it's moving, it's revolving around the sun and this and that and all like that. Okay, but that's the point is the space. You hear them, the scientists and astronauts and all speak of space. Okay, outer space, space is situated everything, the sun, the planets, everything. That's heaven. In the beginning, God created heaven and the earth. Okay, that's just the first statement in the Bible. Okay, I'm not speaking on that statement, so I'm not going to try to explain that statement. That's not the point. The point here is what is space, and you look it up in a good Webster's dictionary, okay, and you'll see where that is one of the definitions of heaven. Okay, the space in which is situated, all that is. Okay. So there's a God with that definition in mind. There's a God in heaven. We are all in heaven. We are all in the space called heaven. Everything that is situated somewhere in the space called heaven. Okay, that's one view. And I accept that view. Okay, there's a God in heaven. Well, with that With that said about heaven, there are two gods at this time in heaven, a greater God, a lesser God. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, being the greater God, and the Pope being the lesser God, or the papacy being the lesser God. The Pope is the head of the papacy. The Pope is the God of the Gentiles, okay? Covenant God. There's a God. Okay, that is true. What is true? There is a God. There's a God in heaven. According to, there's a God in heaven knowing what heaven is, and that is what I've just said about heaven, space, okay? Space. It says, there's a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Now, we want to make sure we're stating truth. We can say, okay, there's a God. Where's the God? There are two gods. Where are they? They are on earth, okay? And then still we can go on to say, okay, where's the earth? The earth is situated at some point in the space called heaven. But it's heaven. You cannot run out of heaven. You cannot escape heaven. Heaven is inescapable. Wherever you go, you will be somewhere in the space called heaven. Okay? Everything that's in heaven stays in heaven. Heaven is inescapable. All right? There's a God in heaven that reveals secrets. There are two gods on earth that there are two gods on earth. One reveals secrets. Which one reveals? The Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is the God that reveals secrets. Okay? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, reveals secrets. Okay, what secrets has he revealed? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has revealed the secret of the covenant between Lord Allcaps and its people, the Gentiles. That's one secret I have revealed. Then there's the covenant, Lord Allcaps' covenant of peace, which he has sent to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB. That's a secret I have revealed. There's the secret of all things. I have made known what all things are. Okay? And then just, I have made known who Lord Allcaps is, the secret of Lord Allcaps. I have made known the secret of the Lord God. Who is the Lord God? I have made known the mystery of God. Revelation says the mystery of God should be finished. Finished. I have made known the mystery of God. I've been talking about it in this episode. That's practically all I've been talking about in this episode up to this point. Lord God, who is Lord God? Who is Lord Allcaps? There's a God. That's true. What is his name? His name is Lord God Tommy L. Hart. Lord Allcaps has said there is no God beside him. Well, there is. And he acknowledges that. He acknowledges that in Daniel 2, verse 28. Himself, he says, there is a God in heaven that reveals secrets. Now, we could leave out the part in heaven, okay? Even if we did, then we're left with this. There is a God that revealeth secrets. That's true. There's a God, and he reveals secrets. Who is he? He is the AVB's Lord God who has come, and he reveals secrets. He reveals secrets belonging to Lord Allcaps. That's what he does. That's what I do. That's what I have done. Okay? You can't argue with the facts. There's a God that reveals secrets. and he is on earth. Where is the earth? The earth is in heaven. What is heaven? Heaven is space, where all the planets and everything are situated. Everything that is situated somewhere in the space called heaven. Okay? So, you know, we can't leave in the phrase in heaven, because heaven is clarified, okay? Clarified heaven. There's a God in heaven, and that God reveals secrets, the secrets which belong to the papacy and the Gentiles. And that God is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the man who has performed all things, and the man who the AZB/KJV proclaims God, the Lord God, the Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, God. Now, hear what Lord Allcap says to me via the AZB in Psalm 77, verse 14. He says, to me, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, thou art, quotes here, thou art the God that doest wonders. That's what Lord Allcap says to me, the man Tommy L. Hart. Quote, thou art the God that doest wonders, end quote. I accept that. What are the wonders that I do or have done? The wonders are, I have revealed, first of all, I have found out the secrets of Lord Allcap's. And secondly, I have revealed those secrets belonging to Lord Allcap's. Those secrets belonging to Lord Allcap's that are in the AZB/AJV. Statement in Deuteronomy says, the secret things belong to the Lord. That's Lord Allcap. That's what it says. And that Lord is written using all capital letters. The secret things belong to the Lord. I have revealed, I have made known the secret things belonging to Lord Allcap. Okay? That's what I've done. That's just fact. And I named a few of those secrets a few minutes ago. Okay, so what did we get out of those several statements? We got that there are two gods, a lesser God in Lord Allcap's, a reference to the papacy, a title belonging to the Pope, and we have a greater God in reference, or we have a greater God in the Lord God, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. And the man, Tommy L. Hart, who the AZB, who Lord Allcap says is the God that doeth wonders, made known the secrets belonging to Lord Allcap that are in the AZB/KJV. The secret things belong to the Lord, Allcap. The man Tommy L. Hart has taken those secret things. Now, this, the secret things are classified information, okay? I say that again. Lord Allcap's secret things in the AVB are classified information. The man Tommy L. Hart has captured that secret information. He has deciphered that secret information. He has made that secret information knowable, available, accessible in Lawmaster Archives. The Lord God Tommy L. Hart has revealed the secret thing belonging to Lord Allcap. You know who Lord Allcap is, okay? Because I've told you. you know who the Lord God is, capital L, lowercase ORD, because I've told you, I've shown you. Okay? Now, let's move on to number two. Because I definitely want to get to Pope Francis and appointed time. So I will move swiftly. In 1 Samuel 14, verse 7, we find a statement, quote, "Do all that is in thine heart." Now, speaking of heart, I add to what I've just spoken on in regard to the secret things of Lord All Caps. The secret things that belong to Lord All Caps can be found the Lord God Tommy L. Hart's archives, Lawmaster Archives. Tommy L. Hart's Lawmaster Archives. There you will find, you will hear the secret things belonging, the secret classified information belonging to Lord Allcaps. Mr. Hart has declassified Lord Allcaps' classified secret information and made it available to the public. Isn't that something? Remember, Lord Allcaps says to Mr. Hart, "Thou art the God that doest wonder." What I just said that I've done is a wonder. It's a wonder. Yeah. Something that causes awe. It's a wonder. It's a great thing. It's a great thing what I have done. Thou art the God that doest wonders. Period. I said period. Do all that is in thine heart. 1 Samuel 14:7. The statement is to Lord Allcaps. Okay? I've shown how that Lord Allcaps, there are orders for Pope Francis. Pope Francis owed the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a visit, okay? That visit is referred to as the visitation in the AVB/AJV. Pope Francis owes the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a visit. That's the Bible, okay? Tommy L. Hart is found to be the AVB's Lord God. Okay? Now, that statement is made again in 1 Chronicles 17, verse 2, saying the same thing to Pope Francis. Do all that is in thine heart. Where's Lord Allcap's heart? Lord Allcap's heart is in Lawmaster Archives. Lord Allcap's heart is in the hands of God, or the hand of God, in Lawmaster Archives, captured Lord Allcap's heart and put it in Lawmaster Archives. That's a reference. The classified secret information of Lord Allcap's is in Lawmaster Archives, the archives of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. So Pope Francis, as was Pope Benedict before him, is under the law that says, do all that is in thine heart. And I've shown you things, many things that are in the heart of Lord Allcap's. One of those things is the Pope owes me a visit. That's one of the things he is to do. Do all that is in thine heart. The heart belongs to Lord Allcap's, yes. But the man Tommy L. Hart has captured the heart. of Lord Allcaps, and set it in Lawmaster Archives. What is set in Lawmaster Archives? The secret things that belong to Lord Allcaps are set in Lawmaster Archives. And they are knowable. They are clear. They are not ambiguous, but clear. Okay? In Lawmaster Archives. So, Pope Francis is to come to my house. I am to let him in. He is to come inside my house. He is to meet with the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. He owes the Lord God that by law. Do all that is in thine heart. Whose heart is Lord Allcap's heart? I've told you what the heart is. The heart is that crucial information contained in the AVB/KJV. And that's what I teach on. I teach on the heart of Lord Allcap. When I'm teaching on the secret things that belong to Lord Allcap, I'm teaching on the heart of Lord Allcap. I'm teaching on that which is found in Lord Allcap's heart. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has captured and set in his own archives, Lawmaster Archives, the secret information. But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has declassified that secret information. He has deciphered it. He has gathered it. He has compiled it. And he has set it in Lawmaster Archives for public consumption. Okay. I better go to Pope Francis an appointed time before my time here for this episode runs out. Okay. So we know of the question set in Psalm 42, verse 2, wherein Lord Allcap says to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, when shall I come and appear before God? Okay. Let me say this about the statement, Isaiah 44, verse 6, wherein Lord Allcap says, beside me there is no God. It's false on purpose, okay? It's false on purpose. When I see that statement, I am to correct it. There is a God beside Lord Allcap, or there is a God beside Lord Allcap. Who is he? He is the predicted Lord God, is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? So just make a note of this, that the statement in Isaiah 44, verse 6, which says, beside me there is no God, put in your notes that that statement is false on purpose. Mr. Hart has made it clear that there are two gods, one in Lord Allcap's and the second one in the Lord God, that Lord written, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Okay? A greater God in the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a lesser God in the Lord Allcap, a reference to the papacy, a title belonging to the papacy, a reference to the Pope. Okay? So, when shall I come and appear before God? I have answered that question. I know I answered it last week. I believe I answered it the week before. But I have answered that question. When? He shall come, Lord all caps, Pope Francis shall come to me on June 13th, 2017. That's this year. June 13th, 2017. Job 14:14 speaks of the appointed time. Luke 19:44 says the time of thy visitation. And Matthew 24:36 speaks of the day and hour. It says, no man knoweth the day and hour. No man, I've told you, is a moniker. It is a nickname to be applied to the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. No man knows the day and the hour. Matthew 24:36. And that day and hour in which Pope Francis should come and appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, June 13th, and the hour is 7 o'clock a.m. 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Nehemiah or Nehemiah 6:10 speaks of the place of meeting. And Lord all caps has said, Nehemiah 6:10, let us meet together in the house of God. Now he's talking to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, via the AVB. He says, let us meet together in the house of God. Okay? Who is God? God is a reference to the man, Tommy L. Hart, the AVB's Lord God, the greater God. You have the lesser God speaking to the greater God. The lesser God in Lord all caps, and the greater God in the Lord God, Tommy, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Okay, so Francis shall come and appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, on this day, on the day, June 13, 2017, at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That's the house of God, where the Lord God lives. Okay. So Francis, so the question, when shall I come and appear before God, is answered. Pope Francis has been given a day, a time, a place, and he knows he needs to meet with the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Pope Francis has an appointed time. The time of his visitation, June 13, 2017, 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. At that time, Romans 12:1, Pope Francis is advised to present himself to God. Who is God in the AVB? The AVB's God is the man, Tommy L. Hart. There is a God, capital G, O-D, and at times it's written using all capital letters, as in the Lord God will come. Excuse me. Where God is written using all capital letters. The Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, and God, all three letters capitalized in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 10, speaking of the Lord God, who is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. So, Pope Francis is to present himself to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in accordance with Romans 12:1. He is to submit himself, therefore, to God, in accordance with James 4, verse 7. He is to seek his master, who is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, according to and in conformity with 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 16. Pope Francis is to humble himself in the sight of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, according to, in accordance with James chapter 4, verse 10. Pope Francis is advised to suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. He is advised to not let his mouth cause his flesh to sin when he comes to visit the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Pope Francis is told in Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 5, better is it to not vow, okay, better is it that thou shouldst not vow than to vow and not pay it. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou vow and not pay it. Pope Francis is advised of that. Pope Francis is under orders to humble himself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, in conformity with chapter 5, verse 6. So the stage is set. The stage is set. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has informed and even advised Pope Francis, and these things come from Pope Francis's word, the AVB/KJV, the law book, Pope Francis's law book, the AVB/KJV. Okay? And the question is answered. When shall Pope Francis come and appear before God? Now, God is giving Pope Francis another chance. Pope Francis has been called before. And like his predecessor, Pope Benedict, he did not show. He got an FTA, a failure to appear. He failed to appear before God, as his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, did. But now God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is giving Pope Francis another chance, a last chance, if you will, to come and appear before the Lord. He says his God in his book, the AVB/KJV. Okay? So it's clear. The information on the visitation. Who is to visit who? Pope Francis is to visit the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. What is said, Pope Francis, in the book, Pope Francis is to visit his God, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And he's advised how to conduct himself, how to handle himself in the statements, Romans 12, 1, James 4, 7, etc., that I read off. He's advised even about speaking and making promises and vowing. He's advised that what he says he will do, what he tells the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, he will do, to do it. Now, this is said to Pope Francis. What God has said to thee, do. Okay? I don't have that reference in front of me. If I do, I don't see it right now. But anyway, you can look it up. What God has said to thee, do. Pope Francis is under order, okay? The Pope is not above the authority of the AVB. The Pope is subject to the authority of the AVB. Okay? AVB is higher in authority than the Pope. The AVB speaks for the Pope. Okay? Pope Francis owes the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, a visit according to the AVB/KJV, and I have made that very clear. And again, Pope Francis shall come and appear before the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, June 13, 2017, at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time at the house of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Okay? Join me at the appointed time.